show. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're back with Gil calling in from Texas.
You know
so,
what? Well, I was going to
say. Yeah, I mean, you know, let's say that. Let's say it does happen that he actually gets in there, which, of course, you know that, unfortunately, the chances of that are like hell freezing over. But,
yeah, I mean, come on.
But seriously, I mean, even if he did, how long do you think the hitmen of the CIA, for example, are going to let that guy stay in there?
I have a running joke that when you get elected president, after you take the oath of office, they take you in a back room and show the Kennedy assassination. They light up a cigar, blow it in your face, and say, you have any questions? You're going to do what we tell you to do?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
They don't even have to do that. I mean, these boys are handpicked before they even get on the ballot. They're already sellouts
They take an oath to their more, you know, the Masonic oath overrides any other oath they take. So if they're in Masonic orders or high orders of the Illuminati or something, they take an oath to the death. So that overrides any other oath they take. You know, I'm curious if he gets elected, if he hadn't, you know, bend the knee to the evil powers that be that give you, you know, power to rule over the nations of the world. I think suffering from, before the election actually comes out, I think a lot of people are going to suffer from political burnout. I've never seen so much hype prior to, you know, 2 or 3 years prior to it, and there's so many debates that, I mean, I'm spending my time watching them all to see if there's going to be a flaw. You know, what's the guy that hollered, screamed, "We're going to Washington!" Yeah, was his name Howard Dean?
I'm waiting to see if any candidate's going to
really slip up and do a pull a Howard Dean, you know, and saying, "Well, that guy is out." You know, it doesn't take much for him to slip up and fall. But I'm starting to run into political burnout. There's just way.
Well, that's why Ron Paul has to watch what he says. Like, you know, they ask him, "Do you think 9/11 is an inside job?" He can't say that he thinks it is. He can't. That'd be the end of him.
I wish he was more stronger on defense. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I heard the phone click. I wish he was more strong on defense because the Republican Party runs on that pretty much plank for as long as I can remember. In fact, that was kind of got Ronald Reagan thrown in office that he was going to be. He really needs to focus on this is what we're going to do to defend this country aside from just pulling the troops home. You know, what's his plan to fight?
Right.
I mean, I know he's a constitutionalist. And we need to defend the good old USA first and bring the troops home. But I mean, you know, he needs some proactive pro-defense measures because that's always big. But and then he's tightening up the purse strings. You know, there's way too many government handouts with the masses. You know, and then you have all the folks coming from Mexico, all the aliens, they're going to want their piece of pie, and the pie is only so big. And he says he's going to tighten the purse strings. Folks are not going to want
to vote. Oh, Bush was promising 5 years retroactive Social Security. Remember that fiasco?
See, and, you know, when you offer the people, you know, their little piece of cake, let them eat cake. Oh, I'm going to vote for him. I'm going to get my like Hillary Clinton. We're going to give him $2,000 for health care. And everybody says, oh, yeah, I'm going to get my check.
Well, you know, it's not that he cares about getting votes. He just cares about giving the appearance as though he's going to have a support base. You know what I'm saying? Even with all the mass influx of illegal immigrants, that probably still wouldn't have gotten him legitimately elected. But they can point to that. Where'd all these people come from that are voting for him? Well, look at all these Mexicans are happy that I did these great favors for the. You know what I'm saying?
You know
just
what's
to create
great,
the illusion.
What's great is the writers are on strike. And there's really nothing else. Maybe he could do some reality-based TV shows and get the public eye a lot more. I heard he was on Jay Leno. I missed that. He's on some of the major networks. So maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but I think it's a train. I don't think it's...
Well, hey, look, but my argument is this. Even if he, you know, they rig it, whatever, he doesn't get in, it doesn't matter. He's... waking up the public. I mean, who knew that the Federal Reserve was a private banking industry just a couple years ago before he announced his candidacy? Nobody, virtually, you know?
I was at a debate with Dan Quayle here in Port Arthur, Texas. I'm sorry I said the name. And a guy asked him, should we get rid of the Federal Reserve? And he answered it with two letters. No. Next question.
Sure.
Well,
you want to hold on to left of the break?
Oh, sure. I got time.
Sure, why not? All right, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back here on Truth Hurts Radio. Still have Gil here on the line from Texas. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we're living in some interesting times. Let's sit back and see what happens. I'll tell you, this thing's coming to a head.
Why you say sit back? Here's my point. This is how I get Ron Paul in office. I'd pull a coup.
Well,
I heard
I
you giggle,
back,
but you
I
said
mean...
sit back, but sit back's not going to get it. Can I shift gears with you a little bit? I think the American people forget things very quickly. We always talk about 9/11. How many people think about or say anything about Oklahoma City? How many people say anything about Waco? I mean, this is where our rights started falling down back in the Clinton administration, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I'm always
things started going south way back then. But we're focused,
a long time ago.
You know, we focus on 9/11. Yes, that was the most tragic thing to happen since World War II, which rumors have it, and I'm not completely 100% on this, that, Hawaii Pearl Harbor was staged as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was staged in the sense that they instigated it to happen. The Japanese did do it. It wasn't that
Well, they're saying the same thing about 9/11.
Well, no. There's no way that could have been done by the Muhammad Atta Flying Circus. It's just not possible.
But you see,
when you look at the...
I go back to saying Oklahoma City and Waco have gotten little or no discussion anymore. They don't even think about it or talk about it anymore.
Right.
So we forget.
Hey, but look, you go back before Pearl Harbor. I mean, the Lusitania was instigated. The Maine was an inside job.
And Hitler burned down the Reichstag.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, this stuff goes back to ancient Rome, Nero burning Rome. You know?
Yeah.
It's an old trick.
And, you know, that's what I fear for the future, is that the more things change, the more they stay the same. And we just can't sit back. I mean, that's my plan. If I had the power and the will and the backing to do it, I'd stage a coup. I mean, I'm thinking we're going to have to take our country back by force, or we're going to lose it all.
Well, you know, there's been talk, some insiders that have connections with the Pentagon that used to actually work at the Pentagon. Oh, Don de Grand Prix, for example. I got to get a hold of him, by the way. If anybody has contact info for him, send it off to truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hertz being spelled H-E-R-T-Z. I can't seem to get a hold of the guy. But he said his connections in the Pentagon, others have said this too, that there's a lot of people high up in the military that are not impressed with this guy. And if he pushes much further, that there's going to be problems.
You know, our envoy to the Middle East and Secretary of State, Dr. Rice, is the wrong gender person to be talking to Islamic people over there. I mean, they consider women property, like dogs and cats. In fact, there goes a dog right there, dogs and cats and stuff. I mean, you know, they're camels and stuff. They're not going to, you know, they respect the office and the position, but the person, forget about it. You see my point?
Right.
And, you know, that's who we have over there discussing our foreign policy. I mean, come on. I don't know. It's like they're trying to push for something to happen over there so they can start another war and maybe...
Well, they have been. Beginning right after the outbreak of the current Iraq war, they were incursions into Iran. They were hoping to incite the Iranians to counterattack and then say it was, you know...
Now, let's just hear about the Turks invading Iraq.
That's what they did with Vietnam, you know, the Gulf of Tonkin thing.
Let's just hear about the Turks invading Iraq and being a third party stirring up the...
Going after the Kurds,
yeah. I mean, you know, that's nasty. That's a nasty... It's bad enough we have Iran.
Well, you know,
I
was thinking that might be a part of what could possibly lead into an Iranian invasion, or they can use that as a cover. You know,
it only takes one little small nuke over there for the whole world to kind of come unraveled, and you know we're having our hands in that fire over there. We're bound to get burned. I mean, look at all our troops right over the border across from Iran. What's going to keep them from attacking?
When you say we, though, who's really getting burned?
The troops.
They don't care about our soldiers getting killed. Our soldiers aren't fighting for this country. They're fighting for their interests, and there's plenty more where they came from. So, you know, getting burned is a relative term. When we use the term we, who are we, you know? Who's the we? We're not fighting. We the people are not fighting, and I'm including our troops.
Exactly.
Well, we're not fighting a war for this country.
Just said there's a lot of people in the military that's totally against what's going on.
Right.
It's just bad for morale.
There was a big problem. This came out, I think, about a week ago. A lot of the soldiers over there now in Iraq are abandoning ship. They're just leaving. They're not fighting. They're just dropping the whole thing and, you know, walking away.
My father served in Korea in another would-be political action and not necessarily a war. He'd roll over right now if he found out what's going on. He probably knows that this thing is about to kind of all unravel for us.
Yeah.
We need...
Unfortunately, North Korea was a scam, too. In fact, that was the UN's first major military debacle.
So do you see, like, that little skirmish with Boutros Ghali, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Turkey, that little area is sparking I'm thinking it's going to be a pseudo-World War III and not necessarily a nuked one, that there will be such a fear of World War III breaking out, a.k.a. the Russians beginning to have the Cold War.
But don't put anything past them. They're psychopaths, you know. They'll have a full scale. They don't care. They got all their bunkers built underground. They'll just hang out there for 10 years until the radiation is at safe levels, and they'll come up and enslave the mutants. They don't care.
Is the Cold War coming back,
they're
in your
crazy.
Opinion?
Well, to some degree, we're in a Cold War right now with the whole Arab world. I mean, they comprise collectively a population the size of at least China, if not more.
Well, I'm saying the Russians, you know, you got Vladimir Putin talking Cold War rhetoric again.
Oh, in that sense, yeah, with the Russians. Yeah, but you know what? let's face it, the original Cold War was a fiasco itself, so if it comes back, it's just another renewed fiasco.
It's a lot of
So
basically what we have for the American public and the media to digest here in the future is a lot of smoke and mirrors and fear-mongering, which is terrorism.
Yeah.
Terrorism is fear. So I'm thinking the media is going to play on this and say, we're about to have World War III. Oh, God, we're all going to burn. So we,
I mean, just look at the drills they used to have kids do back in the 50s, you know.
Drop and roll, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's really going to do it. It's like the masking tape on the windows, you know, after 9/11. What is this baloney?
I think the complacency of the people to believe that is going to fall into maybe it doesn't matter who we elect anyway. So, I mean, it's a mindset that looked like years and years of, I have to say it, Western decadence is just, it's going to take, God.
It's
like a three letters for the situation, OMG, oh my God. Well,
yeah.
I say we need to get on our knees and pray for this country. That's the only thing that's left to do now.
Yeah, there you go. We're really in a big mess.
We're in a pickle. We're in a pickle, and a lot of people don't know it. Though, like you said, they're waking up, but I'm thinking it might be a little late for that now.
Yeah, that's what I meant by sit back and see what happens. I mean, not to sit back in the sense of not doing anything, but, you know, I mean, this could go any number of directions, and most of them don't look very comforting.
Well, I think there's going to be some divine intervention some kind of way. It may be something from above that
Yeah, I believe sooner or later that's coming, but in the meantime, you know, you got to go through hell before you get to heaven, as the saying goes.
Oh, boy.
It's that intermediate period that I'm worried about.
Well,
I wish I was born about 50 years earlier. I really do. You know,
I caught a tail end of that when you know I grew up in a day you could shake a man's hand and look him in the eye and everyone knew where they stood. You can leave your doors open, but now you can't even talk. You can't talk civil to a person these days on the street. They think you got something up, or they actually are so upset that that venom starts trying to bite you.
Well, they wanted that too. That's all part of this. You know, they want people suspicious of each other, not trusting, and
they got it.
Keep them divided, you know.
It's
right in the song there, united we stand, divided we fall. You know, they know that. So that's what they've done, is to divide us. And that includes all the school shootings and everything. You know, people are so untrusting and suspicious of their own family members, never mind their neighbors.
People lack a lot of brain matter and patience and tolerance. I grew up being very tolerant of people. We lack a lot of that now. We don't use what our mom and dad gave us these days. We just go along.
Well, I mean, it's not all hype either. That's what's scary. It's not just that they've conditioned us to think that way. I mean, they have so morally depraved society that, heck, I don't trust to have my neighbors. I don't trust to have my family, for that matter.
Oh, my God.
People don't have a conscience to a large extent anymore. You know, they don't care. They do what they want. They grab what they can.
Well, that's the problem. It's not so much. I have a saying, it's not my personal situation. It's like 98% me and 2% society, but that 2% society is really kicking me in the behind. Because I know what to do is right. I know what to do, but the society, I mean, the atmosphere says you got to have some larceny in your blood. You got to get on the grind and get it before Joe Sixpack gets it.
Yeah, they glorify that kind of mentality. They really want you to, no matter how you look at it, it serves their purpose. Oh, if we catch you doing something wrong, we're going to arrest you and get the prison industry booming. And if not, well, you're helping to degrade
society. Well, that's all a scam. If folk take time to dig deep and look into it, that you don't even, you know, I live in TX. No, I live in Texas. You know, I don't live in TX. I live in what used to be a sovereign state of the United States of America. I don't live in no corporate entity, but that's a whole other can of worms I could open up. There's a gentleman on, I can't remember his name. He talks about, you know, basically, if you wake up breathing and spit on the sidewalk, you broke the law.
Oh, yeah, the way they got it rigged today. Everybody pretty much is breaking some law at any given time.
You're breaking the law for speaking your mind. That's,
yeah.
What's the term now? It's politically incorrect.
Oh, yeah, that's,
see,
that's they're coming up with new ones all the time.
That
I tell you what, we got to go to a break. You want to hold on one
more
break?
Oh, I don't know, man. I got to give somebody else a chance to talk, huh?
All right, well, all right, thanks for the call, man.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Host Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, I guess Gil did hang up. Thanks, Gil, for the call. That was great. Gee, maybe I'll book him as a guest for the whole show sometime. I meant to ask him if he had a website. Anyway, we got another call. We got Dave in New York. Dave, you there?
Yes, hello. Gentlemen, I would like to tell you why I think Ron Paul can really win. But first, I just want to real quick say something about the previous caller, because whenever I hear H&P come up, that we should hope and pray, I have to ask what tyrant was ever overcome by dropping on to your knees and hope and prayer. So it's just a generic response I give to everybody. It's not, I'm not picking on that previous caller. Whenever I hear anybody say, we have to hope and pray, you tell me what tyrant was ever defeated with hope and prayer, and then you've got something going. And you're not going to defeat anybody.
Didn't Pharaoh get drowned once in the Red Sea? Maybe we can have Bush cross the Red Sea.
Well, if that stuff works, then you put it into play and we'll do it. All right, let's talk about Ron Paul. He can win. Winning is about building coalitions. And I want to focus on the anti-war, I'm going to call it anti-Iraq situation that Ron Paul is developing. You have the constitutionalists, such as myself, who feel there should be a declaration of war. Then we fight the war. Then we win the war ASAP. Okay? And if you saw at the rally, you had some of the code pink type who are basically against any war of any type, and they're not happy with the Democrats because
hope the war that you want to fight would be one against a country that actually attacked us and poses a threat.
Well, first of all, the Iraq War, I mean, General Wilkerson himself, Colonel Wilkerson, said that it was a hoax. He prepared Colin Powell's speech.
Sure.
This is not a war. This is a vehicle to transfer money into the pockets of plutocrats through deficit spending.
Yeah.
They don't want to win. They don't want to withdraw. Just keep it going. Now, with
been every war we fought since World War II.
That's right, sir. What I want to say is, as this thing builds, when we get closer to Election Day, we must commit that we are going to vote for Ron Paul. If he's not the ballot candidate, we're going to ride it in. Even if Ron Paul, the day before Election Day, says, vote for the neocon, who that be, Giuliani or somebody, I won't. You know, I'm working to support Ron Paul.
Well, here's what we got to do. We got to get a patriot to become... you know, an IT person at Diebold. That'll take care of the whole problem.
We have, but believe me, it's good. As Ron Paul gave
Are they going to have the audacity to actually use these touchscreen machines again, I wonder, for the next election? I wonder if they're going to have the actual gall.
Well, you know, I think the issue is that you're going to have a lot of hijackers coming in trying to take the It's happening already. They're going to start coming in and try to tell you, I've already been told, all I'm doing is helping Hillary get elected. It already started. You know what I mean? I'm hearing it already. All you're doing is helping Hillary get elected. And that's why I say, even if Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, I will write him in. I will write him in as a, even if Ron Paul himself told me, you better vote for the Republican candidate, otherwise Hillary's getting in, I will still write in Ron Paul. And we have to be committed in that, you know, and because I tell you, if you ask people for support and then in a moment of truth you jerk them around by saying, well, vote for the neocon because we don't want Hillary, you destroyed your own movement.
Right,
I've been through this in 2004 with Congressman Tancredo. We had a write-in campaign going, okay? Seven states had contacted him and said, Tom, do you want us to give the results? And then in a moment of heat, Tom turns around and says, I'm not running for president. Give those votes to Bush. Well, he just blew the whole thing apart. You know what I mean? It was just bad from every vantage point that you could look at it. So we must commit that even if Ron Paul himself says support the party nominee, we won't do that. We will write him in. And remember, hope and prayer never defeated any tyrant. So whenever somebody comes on and says the answer is praying, ask them, what tyrant has been defeated by prayer? They're the first ones gone. They're the first ones gone, the one on their knees. Okay?
Okay, anything else you want to add? Or?
That's it. Well, I just want to say that as the support grows for Ron Paul, you know, I've seen this before. You're going to have the hijackers coming in. You're going to have the neocons coming in, you know, as the movement grows. It started already. And we have to remain, we have to know this is coming. We have to remain strong. And we have to be committed. We have to even tell Ron Paul himself, your support is for you. We're not giving it to anybody else. You know, it's not
You know, he announced yesterday that he got $4 million, and even the mainstream media, a few of them anyway, had to acknowledge how, you know, impressive that is. And, you know, that's cause for great concern for them, because this guy who's not getting corporate money, his support is coming from the private sector, from individuals, and he's getting some whopping, he's posing them a threat.
Oh yeah, and we're this far out. Keep in mind, because you know, as it gets closer to Election Day, it gets hotter. I mean, I remember 2004, people were sending me viruses to try to shut my. I had people I don't even know getting in touch with me saying, "Oh, you shouldn't speak about illegal immigration or something." So, as Election Day gets closer, it's going to get hotter. You know, and that's why I'm trying to tip everybody off now. It'll get hotter, and there are going to be people who are going to try to hijack our support. There's going to be neocons neocons are already attacking him. I heard one neocon, this was probably a paid boobird, who said that, well, there's one candidate who's certifiably insane, and that's Ron Paul. I said, boy, when you say something like that, they're worried already.
Well, you know, this is the first time that we have really been able to pose a threat to this system. It's gone by all these decades virtually unnoticed, never mind unchallenged. But now we're seeing a real threat to their power, a real challenge to them. So this is a very significant historical event. Nothing like it in the past 100 years in this country.
And you may you have to understand also that if he don't get the nominee, there may be forces, there may be neocons in the Republican Party that start pressuring him and say, okay, Paul, you tried, you didn't get the nominee, now I want you
right.
to take your supporters and direct them over to the party nominee. That'll happen. He'll come under tremendous pressure. So,
okay, Dave, is that it? Did you want to hold on?
No, that's it. I just want to tell everybody, start looking sharp now. Stay on your toes now, because the more successful we are...
Keep your chin up.
Take care.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best 4-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
It's radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I better whip into high gear here. This is, I'm never going to finish the show here. if I have to, I'll pick it up on Friday. But I've got so many other shows that I've been working on that I want to do. I'm anxious to get to them, and I don't know. It's never going to happen at this rate. It'll be 3 shows just to, 6 hours just to do this one topic here. Okay, with no further ado, let me pick up where I left off. The quotes I was just reading talked about using, U.S. military might to advance the cause of global domination and how the U.S. has been working under the auspice of the U.N. primarily to accomplish this. Well, guess what? The same is true. well, with, like I said, every other war that we fought since World War II. But let's turn our attention to Kosovo in 99, the bombing of Kosovo, to see that indeed the case was the same with that one as well. Here's one quote along that line. This one, let's see, this is from The Guardian, London Guardian, back in 99, shortly after the war. It said, Europe's long war in history has been a war against the nation state. The idea is on the march again today. In fact, this is when the war broke out, I guess. And what is this idea? It is world government. This, after all, is why we are today attacking a sovereign nation, Yugoslavia, which has a legally elected government and which threatens none of its neighbors. Very interesting admission on the part of The Guardian, you know, over eight years ago. Admitting that this whole thing is about world government. Wow. When I saw that quote, my jaw dropped. I'm like, you got to be kidding. You know, when mainstream media comes forward and admits stuff like this, you know things have got to be bad. Because traditionally, of course, their job has been to cover this stuff up, to hide this from public attention. But here they are admitting, yeah, this is about world government. The sovereignty of a legitimately elected leader is being trampled underfoot without cause. And it was without cause, like all every other fiasco, every other war enterprise for the past 60-plus years. You know, the idea of ethnic cleansing, that turned out to be yet another fraud, guys. You know, just like Saddam's soldiers taking babies out of incubators, a complete fabrication. They totally made it up. The same with Milosevic. There were no mass graves. You remember how the numbers kept changing? First they said, oh, there were millions. Then they said, about 100,000. And then it dropped to 50,000. Then it dropped to 10,000. They found about 200 bodies, and it turns out they weren't from ethnic cleansing. They were simply from fighting that was going on. Anyway, here's another quote along that line. This is from the London Times. In an article for Newsweek magazine, the Prime Minister, at that time Tony Blair, suggests that NATO's action in Kosovo could be a model for future international relations. Relations? You know, isn't this just like what Stansfield Turner said in a quote I read on Friday? This is a marvelous precedent that we're setting in Iraq, and it's setting the pace for future engagements. Well, here's Blair saying that about Kosovo. The quote continues, this, after all, where did I leave off? Okay, here it is. Mr. Blair says, quote, this is a conflict we are fighting for a new internationalism, i.e. New World Order, establishing the principle that outside countries can intervene in a sovereign state would mark a shift in the basic norms of international relations. Well, not a break in the norm for the Pentagon. They've been doing that for decades. But here's Blair saying that now they're engaging in it, cooperating with the U.S. and other U.N.-appointed troops, you know, peacekeeping troops. Well, you bomb them first, then you go in and you keep the peace, i.e. shut the populace up that doesn't like the new unelected, unappointed UN-appointed government. Here's another quote along that line, in case you have any doubt, that this was also about the New World Order. This is Douglas Mathern, president of the Association of World Citizens, Martin Madouj radio program, Point of 11th, 1999. And here's what he said. I think it's a U.S.-NATO thing. They want to show that they're the new world order. I guess they're giving notice that if you don't follow the dictates of the new world order, this is what can happen to you. Well, yeah, absolutely right. That's what it's all about, guys. The current Iraq war, the current Afghan war. Sure, there's other things involved in it. The interests of Israel that lobbies for these wars through IPAC. The interests of the big multinational corporations, you know, that contract with the Pentagon, Halliburton, Bechtel, of course, the oil profits that are being had, and on it goes. But ultimately, those are just side issues. The big, big issue is advancement of the New World Order. They're going in now and militarily targeting the areas of the world, primarily the Arab Muslim world, that has not been cooperating. Some parts have, you know, they've had Egypt in bed with them for a long time now. They've had Jordan, they've had, of course, Saudi Arabia. But, you know, for countries like the Sudan, Iran, Syria, that haven't been playing ball, this is what's going on. They already got Iraq in the bag. They got Afghanistan. Afghanistan. So, you know, this is what they're doing. It's the same game. They just changed the name. Now it's not the war on communism. Now it's the war on terrorism. But, of course, during the war on communism, the real communists were here. Just like now, during the war on terrorism, the real terrorists are here. Folks, it's time to strip away the scales on our eyes, pull the cotton out of our ears. Of course, for the most part, on this network, I'm addressing the choir, but nevertheless, America as a whole, you know, it's time to wake up. And they are, but, you know, the pace has to rapidly increase because they're moving at a very rapid pace, realizing that people are waking up far quicker than they had ever anticipated. You know, a careful consideration of the last several quotes should be enough to convince even the most staunch skeptic that the Kosovo bombing was yet another UN operation of taking appropriate measures to strengthen international peace, as their charter states, through conflict, coercion, and consensus on the way toward world government. That's a quote I read last week. Conflict, coercion, and consensus. Those are the methods. In fact, I think it was Bill Clinton that had made that particular statement. And, well, here we are. If you can't coerce them, if you can't reach a consensus through bribery, you know, handing out so-called foreign aid money, well, we'll just have conflict. We'll bomb them. Whatever. The three C's. One way or another, though, we're going to get them aboard with us for the New World Order. There's no room for dissent at all. You can't even have one country. That's why, you know, they're talking about Chavez. He's not playing ball with them on any level. He's kicked the big corporations out. He's selling oil for 12 cents a gallon. He's got to go. Do you understand? He's not a threat to them militarily or otherwise, but ideologically, which is the main reason why they went into so many countries during the Cold War and, you know, poor countries in the Southern Hemisphere, South America, Africa, Asia. These countries weren't a military threat. They knew that. But their ideology was, doesn't look good to have third world countries with a population that's happy with their leader that isn't being controlled by multinational corporations and the public's generally happy. No. They must be made to look miserable and be driven into poverty so that we look good over here. Well, in case you haven't noticed, the American people, and that number is growing daily, are becoming increasingly unhappy with their living standards here as our jobs are sold overseas and our wages for the jobs we have left remaining are being driven down. All by design, of course. It's becoming painfully obvious now that the American way has never been working in our interest. We only thought it was. The illusion was created that it was because we were bringing home paychecks adequate enough to pay the bills and keep the house going, and wifey could stay home and raise the kids. Today, that's just not happening. Wifey has to go out and work. In fact, mommy and daddy both have to work, sometimes two jobs, and it still isn't enough. They're now waging war on us. Before they were waging this economic war on other countries, now we're the target, guys. This is an all-out war. Anyway, in case you're still not convinced, having read the previous quotes, that the Kosovo war and a whole lot of other wars are all about the New World Order, guys, advancing world government, consider the fact that the Kosovo campaign, being a NATO effort, places UN fingerprints all over it. If you doubt that the UN was in fact involved in this fiasco, the UN Charter under Article 52-54 declares NATO, along with any other such alliance, to be a UN regional arrangement. So, as you can see, Mr. Brzezinski was not the first one to talk about bringing nations together regionally. You know, he mentioned that in his 1970 book, Between Two Ages, but he didn't originate that concept. The UN did, way back in its charter. So this goes back to 1945. It actually goes back before that. They were planning this before that, but this is the first time it appeared in a public document. This only makes sense, guys, seeing that both NATO and the UN are globalist creations, of course. It must also be kept in mind that just after the Kosovo bombing had ceased, UN peacekeeping troops were sent to occupy the region as a new outpost of the ever-expanding globalist empire. That is very typical of the pattern that has been playing itself out for decades on end. If the UN is so against it, how is it that they always wind up going in after the conflict is over, after the fighting is done? The UN is made out to look good. These bad boys invaded us, but we're glad the UN is here now. They're going to occupy us and make sure everything's done above board and properly. Are you kidding? The UN is using other nations' militaries like little puppets to do their dirty work for them so that later they can come in and clean up house and divide up the spoils and to maintain control over the country that has already been significantly reduced militarily. They're partners in crime, guys. The U.S. military apparatus, the UN, all working for the same crime bosses for the same reasons. The operation in Kosovo, like the operation in Iraq, provides us with a good glimpse at how the globalists use propaganda to aid their military efforts of whipping nations into submission to their authority. In the August 16, 1999 edition of the New York Times, an article entitled NATO Peacekeepers Plan a System of Controls for the News Media in Kosovo was published, which stated, now, you know, for those of you that have been following the Iraq war carefully and what's been going on over there with the media, this will come as no surprise. This is very typical. You know, we did this in every country we've invaded over the past 60-plus years. We did it in Panama. Our military went in and actually took over local TV, radio stations, and began broadcasting their own propaganda in place of local Panamanian news. So here we see the same thing in Kosovo. This is what the New York Times had to say. The United States and its allies charged with peacekeeping in Kosovo are establishing a system to control the news media in the province that would write a code of conduct for journalists, monitor their compliance with it, and establish enforcement mechanisms to punish those who violate its rules. So there you go. They set up their own rules, and they set up a mechanism whereby they would, a set of guidelines whereby they would punish those who aren't going along, i.e., who aren't broadcasting the stuff that we tell them to broadcast. You might recall Dan Rather mentioned the U.S. government doing this with the Afghan war. He was interviewed by the BBC in May 16th of 2002, and he said, this is unbelievable. He says, I can understand, you know, that they want certain ideas kept from the public, or, you know, keep certain secrets, you know, for national security reasons. I have no problem with that. But that's not what's going on here. He says, everything that's being done, the suppression of information, we're not getting anything out of Afghanistan except what this administration wants us to hear. And he says, this only has to do with protecting the backside of those in power. I had to actually tip my hat to the man on that one. Haven't been a big fan of Dan Rather necessarily over the years. He took part in the Kennedy cover-up, for example, and a whole lot of other fiascos over the decades. But that statement was quite admirable and quite correct. This is what they do, guys. The first casualty of war is, in fact, the truth. That is a fact, and this has played itself out not only in countries around the world that we've invaded during the Cold War. It's now being played out here. The war they're waging now is against us as well. Of course, it always has been, but not on the scale that we see it now. And, you know, one of the main reasons for that, of course, is the Internet. information is getting out now, whereas before it wasn't so easy. It took years for stuff to come out in books, and by the time people got it, the event passed, the government really didn't care. But now stuff is coming out every day as it happens, on the hour. And it's not helping their cause, to say the least. They're very concerned about this, and hence that law that the Senate is going to vote on unless we put a stop to it. The violent radicalization garbage. Anyway, let me continue on here. This same article went on to say that a media regulatory commission was set up that would, quote, have the right to censor material, to fine stations, or to order certain journalists or stations off the air, if, of course, they weren't in compliance. Once again, guys, this is exactly what they did in Panama, so many other countries we invaded. You know, if what they're doing is so above board, if they're saving the world from tyrants, stopping ethnic cleansing, and on and on and on it goes, why would they have to take control of their media? Why not let their own media broadcast to show that they have no bias, to show they have nothing to hide? Come on! I mean, look what we did in Iraq. We bombed the hotel that was housing all of the independent news media, including American journalists too, by the way, not just Al Jazeera. Bombing journalists, it's unbelievable. They murdered in broad daylight a PBS cameraman, for crying out loud, when they were filming a frontline documentary on the Iraq War. Stick with us, guys. I'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. My heavens. This 2 hours has flown by once again. Just got a couple more minutes here. I'll go over a couple more little points and then hopefully finish this up on Friday. There's a lot more to it, but I don't know if I'll go over every single point. But this is important stuff, though. It's important to see the pattern here that keeps repeating itself. Once you step back and get this panoramic view, it's obvious what we're dealing with here, guys. This whole thing is a scam. They always give us phony reasons for going to war, but when you start looking at those lumps under the rug, a whole different picture emerges, and you begin to realize what's actually happening here. It's treason, guys. Not only have they lied us into war and declared wars 60-plus since World War II without the constitutional-required congressional declaration of war, but they're doing it under the auspice of the UN. They're not even doing it for the U.S. And even if they were, that's horrible because these wars are needless, pointless. But they're not even doing it for the U.S. They're doing it for the U.N. And when they invade these countries, like I said, they take over their media, so they make sure that the public is lied to here and abroad, in the countries that we invade. This is what bringing freedom and democracy to the world is really all about. This is what they're doing. You call that freedom? You call that democracy when they're taking over that is democracy, actually. If you want to come right down to it, truth is, as you know, we're not a democracy. We're a republic. But when you want to run a country like a democracy, where it's ruled by the mob or ruled by the masses, you take control of the education system and the media to dumb the public down so that you can get them unwittingly to agree to your fiascos without them even knowing it. And then you can say, well, hey, look, it's a democracy. Everybody wants this, when you've actually programmed them to accept this garbage that you're pulling on them. The Kosovo intervention, guys, also provides us with a good glimpse at the domestic propaganda that always accompanies globalist-instituted U.S. foreign policy. The declared justification for this intervention was to stop ethnic cleansing, as I stated. Total propaganda. You know, every war we've been waging since World War II, all the reasons we have ever been given have been fraudulent. That's a fact. If you start looking at every war that we have waged since World War II, from North Korea right on, the stated reasons have always turned out to be a fraud. And, you know, Kosovo is no exception. I guess that's probably the last point I'll have time for today. Let me go into this real quick. Considering the dismal record of the U.S. human rights abuses, you know, we must hold in high suspicion anyway any claim of the U.S. government to be concerned with ethnic cleansing. Seriously. You know. That should make us want to question it right there. How could the U.S. government be concerned about ethnic cleansing when the U.S. government itself engages in it constantly? You know, they talk about, in the PNAC document, you know, weapons that can target certain genotypes. They let Israel ethnic cleanse the Palestinians on a daily basis. Nothing gets done or said about that. The UN, the same thing. Oh, the UN might say stuff. They might pass resolutions, but nothing gets done to enforce it. And this has gone on since 1948. The UN has never, never, never lifted a finger to stop it. There are sincere people in there that don't like it, but obviously their hands are tied. The system is controlled by those at the top who actually don't give a hoot about the ethnic cleansing, or, yay, actually favor it. Anyway, guys, I'll pick up with that on Friday, or actually, come to think of it, I won't be here on Friday. I'll pick up with this next week. But anyway, we got a great guest tomorrow. You don't want to miss it, guys, so we'll see you then. Have a great day.
Recent internet.